calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is November Kilo 1 Victor. My name is Steve and I am located in Coventry, Connecticut. I will be your control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on 147.060 megahertz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7. This net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on rotation basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and achieve advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. Is a directed open net. That means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go through the list for comments and questions during the check-ins. Please state if you have any questions for the net. We will ask for your questions after everyone has been checked in. There are three sections to the tips net. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements and upcoming events and items of interest. Third, there is an opportunity for those who wish to swap, sell, or who are looking for amateur radio related items. All communication should be directed to net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," release the mic button, and listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time as you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or a question, let me reset the repeater. November Kilo 1 Victor. My name is Steve, your net control station for this evening. We will start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Good evening, here is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich, Connecticut. Good evening, Steve. Nice job with the net. Tonight I may want to visit the subject of microphones and audio type stuff. Back tonight.
Here is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim. I am in the city of Groton, mobile stationary down at Eastern Point Beach. No questions yet.
Here is Kilo 0, Juliet Echo Bravo, Josh and Groton. No questions at this time.
This is November 1, Kilo Victor. I have the following stations. KA6, PDG, Kevin, good evening. KC1, TWR, Tim, good evening. K0, JEB, Josh. And Kevin so far is joining with a question. Any more check-ins, please? So we will start with Kevin, KA6PDG. I believe you have some questions or concerns about microphones. I wonder if that has anything to do with me. Go ahead, Kevin.
No, it doesn't, KA6PDG. I was concerned that someone might feel that I was picking on them, but actually, just a conversation point, and good evening again to all. I hope a few more stations will check in. But regardless of how many we have on this net, it's always fun and informative. On the microphone thing, that was the first thing I thought of. Just sort of a very general question, and I'm thinking of microphones for audio and audio recording and that kind of thing, not so much two-way radio microphones, but a microphone is a microphone is a microphone in one sense, and that one would be a question. The question is, do microphone elements ever just plain get old and worn out and start to not perform as well just because they're old and worn out and don't perform as well? What brought the question to mind is I have a Sony stereo microphone that I use for recording purposes. It's, by my best calculation, let's see. Well, it's 30 years old. It's got a few years under its belt. And it just doesn't seem to have the oomph that it had even a couple of years ago. It's not one that I use all the time. And, of course, I've checked the contacts and changed the battery and all that. Runs on a AA battery. And I found myself wondering if microphones ever just plain get old, even if they haven't been dropped or left in the bathtub or whatever. The second part of that, was, and I'll be quick, was just thinking about how in recent years it seems like with the newer radios, a lot of them made overseas and stuff, hams, particularly new hams, who might not be as tuned into, you know, how their audio is sounding or how important it is to have good audio, because they're kind of concentrating on operating procedure and rules and regs and stuff, quite understandable. Seems like a lot of these newer radios have very crummy audio, usually very weak. And maybe that's a factor of the way the deviation is set. It may vary from radio to radio. And I'm not talking about people who might have a specific situation, like someone who has a very quiet voice or someone who has a particular radio or a particular mic or something that's giving them nasty problems. I'm talking about just in general. It seems like over the last 5 to 10 years, audio on 2 meters has been more of a problem for some amateurs when they buy newer radios. And I don't know the answer. I just throw it out there for discussion. KA6PDG, end. No more.
MK1V, Net Control for Tri-City TipsNet. Yeah, Kevin, K6PDG, I will pass it on in a second. I have a couple quick comments on that. I do believe that they do go bad. There's are moving parts inside a microphone, and they're also subject to a lot of elements from the environment and also from how they're handled, you know, with the people talking. There's a lot of moisture in your breath and so on, and as you're talking. And yeah, you said even when they're taken well care of, enough time goes by, they're not dissimilar to a speaker that can go bad eventually too. And I do agree with I don't know if I necessarily agree with some of the output of some of the modern radios, because I hear some guys with newer radios. There's certainly a difference in the audio of some of the newer rigs versus the older ones. Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence about that one. But I will pass it on to Tim, KC1TWR, if he has any comments on Tim's microphone discussion or anything new.
Well, I will give it the best shot that I can, not being an expert or a novice or really just a beginner on that subject. I agree with Kevin in that someone like myself with a very weak voice. voice. My voice does not project very well, and it's a conscious effort for me to remember to continue to hold the microphone close, hold it at a 45-degree angle, the handheld type, and try and, you know, speak like I'm speaking across the room. But as far as the elements go in a microphone, I know there's different kinds of microphones, and therefore the mechanical and the electrical components within change depending on the inherent structure of the microphone. Now, I don't mean from brand to brand. There's the, you know, electrolyte, that's not. It's a some kind of electronic microphone or what have you. Then there's other styles, which all the words are escaping me at the moment. So it could be that some may wear out sooner or later than others. But my thought is that yes, they do wear out, but I also suspect that depending on what part is wearing out, it might be feasible that it could actually be have some of the parts replaced. So that's a thought that might be given. And I have some other stuff, commentary, that I can talk about later on other matters. But in the meantime, back to Night Control. This is KC1TWR.
Thanks, Tim. This is NK1V, Net Control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, TipsNet. And we'll take Josh, and then I'll go for another call-up. So, Josh, K0JUB, do you have any comments on either the microphone concept or anything new?
NK1V is K0JB, and I was nice enough to shut my air conditioner off for a minute, so my audio is not very loud. I have a dynamic microphone. It's kind of a hack job. I use an old Turner Super Sidekick CB bass microphone, chopped the top off, and mounted a dynamic microphone on it. Let's see. There's a couple different kinds. There's dynamic microphones, large and small diaphragm condenser mics, ribbon mics. Essentially, all of them will move in part, just like the speaker, like you mentioned. And they can wear out. You know, if the diaphragm that has the coil in there gets worn out. The coil can short out, and or it can start to get stuck, and when you're talking, you get more of a muffled sound than anything. Another thing to always watch out for is the stressing of the microphone cord, because if you get the strained wires inside the mic cord, they could eventually start shorting out, and that would give you bad audio as well. But you probably see that as more of a static in the mic, especially when you're moving it. As far as the different radios that they have nowadays, I think the audio sounds different because it's more compared to the different style preamplifier circuits that they have built into them. A dynamic mic uses a different type of preamp circuit than a condenser microphone will, so to speak. So that's about all I have. NK1V is K0JB.
Yes, Josh, real quick before I do another call-up. Actually, that's a good point on the microphone cords and plugs, because I believe if we remember last week, I was very late to the TipsNet because I was having issues with not properly having my cord set up. So yeah, that's actually a good issue. This is November Kilo on Victor, net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Are there any further check-ins? Anybody would like to check in and just say hi or have an issue? Or have any comments on the current issues?
Here is KC1KLW, Jerry and Preston, just say hello.
This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango.
Hi, this is NK1V. I have Kilo Charlie 1, Kilo Lima Whiskey, and Jerry, and I have Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. I believe that is Dave. Jerry, you have any comments or questions for Danette? Or...
Well, I'd just like to say I concur with Josh and the other guys talking about the microphone element to age out and become defective, and you just go ahead and replace them if you can, keeping in mind that you need to replace the capacitors that go along with them. Other than that, it's just regular maintenance. Back to net.
Thank you. And Kevin, I have not forgotten about you. I'm skidding around here a little bit, first time in net control. I'll see if Dave has any comments on the microphone discussion, and we'll go back up to you.
Yeah, kind of coming in here a little late, so I'm kind of slowly grasping on to what's being talked about. There's also carbon microphones. They had little carbon crystals in there that would move and generate the signal when you spoke. They would, you know, like anything else, a microphone's the opposite of the speaker. So you talk into it, and it makes some sort of mechanical motion that changes, you know, its bias or whatever the setup is. So just a quick thing about this, since I brought up carbon microphones, at some point you would find that the carbon microphone would sound muffled. So if you just took it and banged on the desk, all those little carbon chips or whatever you want to describe them as would loosen up, and then it would sound normal again. Back to net, K1DCT.
Fix a lot of things. Remember Kilo 1 Victor here, Tri-City Tipsnet. Kevin, any good information on that? Do you have a rebuttal, or do you want to start with a new topic? Or what you got? K6PDG, this is NK1V.
Well, all good thoughts. All stuff that I was interested in hearing, and ideas of things to consider and so forth. By the way, you're doing absolutely fine with the net procedure there. When news stations come in, you want to just add them to the list and keep going, and then the guy at the top can wait his turn. Nobody's going to die. Nobody's going to get hurt. You're doing perfect, Steve. Perfect. And the thing with the newer radios, I guess maybe I'm thinking a lot about some of the newer HTs. The guys seem to have a lot of problems with weak audio. And then, of course, the other part of discussion could be, you know, the opposite can be a problem if you have a lot of background noise in the background and stuff, if your audio is too hot. And I will just mention in passing that, yeah, you still need to maybe take a look at that, Josh, because I think we could hear everything your kid was yelling in the background. And that can be distracting, but also a little bit in the gray area of Part 97. So you have to kind of be careful of a lot of noise in your audio, television or whatever it is, beer cans rolling down the steps or whatever. If it's way subdued, that's not a problem. But if it's right up there with your voice, it may be something that certainly needs attention. But again, I think I was thinking more of the HTs with the weak audio. And I'm quite satisfied with the conversation. I just thought I'd throw it out there as an idea to think about and talk about. K6PDG, back to net.
Repeater ID. We're going to have to charge you for that. NK1V here, net control for the Tri-City Amateur Club Tipsnet. Tim, are you if you have any more comments on the microphone, or you said you had another possible commentary on a different subject, possibly. KC1, TWR.
NK1V, this is KC1TWR. Yeah, a couple of things. Number one, that was quite interesting, Dave, about banging the mic in order to loosen up the carbon. Steve, your comment afterwards, yeah, banging things on the desk works for a lot of things. I like that. The other thing is, with the HTs, I seem to remember articles or postings on the interweb where people were talking about, I think it was especially with some of the Baofeng radio HT radios, especially the early ones, where the microphone hole, or the hole in the case for the microphone, people were recommending that people very carefully drill that hole larger so that more of the person's voice could get into the microphone, and that was a limiting factor. So, especially with the HTs, a lot of it could be A, the way people are holding it, B, the design may have a slight flaw where it's the hole for the microphone may not be as big as would be best for it, and that could be it. My other commentary, which I'll start just very briefly, we don't have to stick with it, but I was reading an article in ARRL about a sad article, One Dead, One Injured, New Hampshire Ham Radio Tower Mishap, which happened on July 27th in Deerfield, New Hampshire. Let me reset. Apparently, they were dismantling a tilt-over tower, which is 40 to 50 feet tall. They're still investigating what went wrong, but unfortunately, it came down, or a piece of it came down, and one person died and another person was injured. Apparently, this is the second incident this year, not there, but the first one was in Pennsylvania, where a tower that was being constructed and put up, an amateur radio tower, collapsed while they were trying to attach a guy wire at the one of the lower sections, and somebody perished in that as well. So towers are a dangerous thing to be around, and kind of nice that some of our repeaters are at the top of water tanks. It changes the risk factor a little bit. Okay, with that, back to NK1V. This is KC1. Oh, by the way, you are doing a great job there, Steve. I appreciate it, and I may try and rope you in for another one sometime this year. NK1V, this is KC1TWR.
The towers deal, I've read a bunch on that. I don't have a thorough, I have a comment actually. I don't have a thorough sure that the story I read was on what exactly happened there, because there was a couple emails going around with the club. I did get one discussing about issues with the unseen corrosion below the earth line, or they call it the water line, but the line of the earth where the there was possibly a poor drainage issue in the lower part of the tower section, and it was corroded and so on, and may have collapsed that way, but that's not fact by any means. I did actually have a situation with one of the guys in our club who put up a tower last year and sunk the lower, you know, that how we take like a section and you sink it right in the concrete. Well, we neglected to put some kind of gravel below the tubes so that the tubes could drain, and he had a freeze and a blowout, you know, filled with water, and it froze and blew out the part of the structure, but it didn't topple, or it's not a major issue. It was repaired, but it had the potential to be an issue. So there are some further investigating, and like I said, I don't have actual facts on that situation yet, because I just been so busy, but I'm very interested in what actually happened, because it's a very sad story, you know, especially being in an amateur situation, and I understand that one of the guys was actually had sold his house and was moving up and on, and that kind of situation is never good. This is NK1V for the Tri-City TipsNet. I'm going to move on to Josh, K0JEB. Any comments on either situation?
NK1V is K0JB. I'm making it my situation by adjusting my audio. Unfortunately, the microphone I have can pick up a dime drop in a mile away. I did turn down my audio preamplifier. Not sure if that helps, but I don't have anything else to add other than people have trouble with their audio. NK1V is K0JB.
JB, NK1V. Yeah, this is a little bit better. Your audio is always heavy, but it's not. Tonight it was a little bit pushing through, but it seems better now. So, yeah, it's always tough with the. I'm subject to microphones. Having had some older Yaesus and older ICOMs and newer ICOMs and some newer Yaesus back and forth, I've had really good luck with Yaesus making up microphone. And I'm talking, I'm not really talking HTs because I've never really messed with microphones on them. But I've had been able to make all kinds of configurations of microphones like you have with Yaesus. But with the ICOMs, I've found that if I don't get an ICOM microphone and use it as it is, they just don't play well with other, unless you really want to put some dimes down. That's enough for me. KC1, I believe it's L, my chicken scratch. KC1, KLW, Jerry, do you have any comments on either situation or anything new?
Yeah, KC1, KLW. I found that I had upgraded my microphone, the element on my microphone for my 5100A, and I think you guys can notice a difference on it. And this guy sent it back to me, all modified, and the original microphone element and capacitor. It was all returned to me. And he says that I have a better bottom and better high and a better response. It's ready for D-Star and F, and it should be better on FM. So if you guys like to try to do an upgrade, I can give you his information. KC1KLW, back to net.
Jerry, you actually do sound good, at least on my end. K1, DCT, Dave, do you have any comments on the current issues, the tower or the microphones or anything new?
All right, this is K1 DCT. Yeah, microphones, they run the gamut, and frequency response is the real key. You need, if you're doing communication stuff, your frequency response needs to be like, 300 to 3,000 hertz, something along those lines. Of course, if you're doing full-blown audio with, music, singing voices and stuff, then you really need to go the full gamut. So from 3 to 30, 3 to 20, something like that. So you can do a lot with microphones. And as far as rigs go and stuff, I remember a time that a lot of these new handhelds were coming out, and their audio was, 10 kilohertz wide, and a lot of repeaters, they're set up to be around 5 to keep with the commercial standards. And I remember people complaining that, somebody sounded much better on Simplex than they did through the repeater. And, it was just a function of the deviation and the microphone response. So you can win or lose with a microphone. And it all depends on how you want to get it set up. And as far as the tower incident, I hadn't heard about that, but that's certainly tragic. And but like Tim said, ham radio, you can get bit off of stuff or turn something into smoke. But you're right, you start getting out on towers and start setting up guy wires and, doing some climbing. You really need to have your wits about you, and follow all the safety rules, because it's, one slip up and things can go tragic. So, back to net, K1 DC2.
This is NK1V, net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, TipsNet. Are there any further check-ins? Take that as a no. NK1V here. Actually, one thing I will mention before I get to Kevin, is related to Kevin, is the, I know that he does, and I know a couple other hams that do it and have sent me files, and Kevin actually posts, I believe, this net and others on his website, recordings of, nets and things like that, and then, whatever situation, and even QSOs and stuff, because it's, there's no really way to tell. I've tried messing around using the monitor and just get a bunch of horrible screeching and stuff in my, and there's no way to really record it. That's an excellent way to make adjustments. And because sometimes if I continue to ask somebody how's the sound, how, like, Kevin has a really good ear for something like that, but not everybody does. They have a bigger opinion than they do ears. And, I want it to sound like the way I want it to sound, and by being able to hear my own recording, that's an excellent tool that I highly recommend anybody use who has the opportunity to, because it's helped me out a lot. This is NK1V for the Tri-City TipsNet, and I will pass it on to KA6, BDG, Kevin. Any further comments on the microphone powers or anything new?
Thanks, Steve. Just your comments there a few seconds ago reminded me some repeaters that you come across, and Raycon used to have it, and I don't think that it's still turned on. I think I tried it some months or a year or two ago. But some repeaters have a feature where you can push a couple of buttons and then make a transmission, and it will play that transmission back to you so that you'll be able to hear if you have an audio issue or a signal problem getting into the repeater. I'll have to try that again, or maybe ask, maybe Tim would know, or I don't know who takes care of the controller up there at the race on site, and that's neither here nor there. But, I think we all value trying to use good operating procedure, and of course that's why we have not only this net, but other nets that can help us practice with that. I think the one thing I'd like to see more of is if a person is running a net, and again, it doesn't matter what net it is, or whether it's a Aries net, traffic net, some informal net somewhere, if there's a net control moderating a bunch of hams in organized discussion, and somebody is having difficulty with their signal, it's hard to hear them, they're having an audio problem that they may not be aware of, they're not going to know about it unless somebody helps them out. And I think if net controls would try to, in my opinion, this is just me thinking aloud, sort of be aware of that. And for instance, I've heard nets where somebody will check in and their signal is barely there, or it's just there enough that the net control is able to copy their call sign, but they're obviously in a bad location or having a similar issue getting into the repeater. In most cases, it's a repeater. And if the net control doesn't tell them that, then when it comes their turn to talk again or send traffic or make their announcement or whatever it is, they end up making a lengthy transmission that nobody can understand, and then time is spent getting them to repeat, but first they have to find a better location, whereas they could be, that station could be working on solving their problem while the net control is doing other things, so that by the time it's their turn to speak or whatever, they've found a better spot, or they've corrected the issue, or whatever it is. So anyway, again, just thoughts. And as far as the tower, the only thing And that's really, really sad. And sad that it's, like you say, Steve, amateurs involved, but you don't want anybody getting hurt. Two things. I wonder if these guys are wearing hard hats. I think you really probably should do that when you're working on a tower or tower maintenance. The other thing is, you know, building inspectors and engineers and people like that have their own network of communications, their newsletters, their websites, their meetings and seminars. And I'm a little concerned if word gets out that a couple of ham radio related incidents like this take place, that you might see tighter regulation on the municipal level as to permits and how towers are put up and who erects them. And you know, some places do have fairly strict ordinances, but others are very lax. So I'm a little concerned, or maybe it's a good thing that we'll see some tightening up of the regulations. I don't know. I'm always a little cynical about government regulation, but it does have its place. KA6PDG.
K1NV. Oh, I'm sorry, NK1V. Yeah, that's all valid. And coming from a club that, the Harbor Radio Club, who's had issues where we've had to erect tower antennas and then disassemble over the course of 2 years, quite a bit of that work, there are pretty set procedures that, you know, set up down by the ARRL for, you know, safety equipment and so on, and for you know, what people have there, what people should be doing things, what people shouldn't be doing, and so on. It's very, very well spelled out. And also, I think a lot of us forget, myself included, that the league is a very valuable resource for any type of work that you're doing like that. Some place to approach even before you approach your local authorities, just to get advice on going up with a tower or coming down or transporting or any type of anything to do with ham radio. It may not be an instantaneous answer, but they're always willing to help or put you in the direction where you can get that help before you do something that's not too bright. NK1V here, and I will net control over Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, and we will go on, and we still got time, we'll go on to Tim. And do you have any further comments on what's on the table or anything new?
NK1V, KC1CWR, all very good information about microphones and so forth, and if you could just come back to me real quick and let me know how my signal is coming into you, and I'll tell you why afterwards. NK1V, this is KC1TWR.
TWR, you're, can you full quieting? I hear nothing strange at all going on. There's a little bit of stuff that I think is coming out of the repeater I'm hearing everywhere.
Okay, very good. And the reason I ask is that before the net started, I threw out my call sign, and Josh replied and said I sounded very scratchy. So I boosted the power and then finally went up to full power. And then after we got done conversing, he said, well, you're okay. He said, yeah, still scratchy. It dawned on me from last week, so before the net started, I double-checked my microphone connection because I've plugged into an extension cord, extension cable. And lo and behold, it did feel like the connections weren't that good. So I reduce power back to low, and you're hearing me okay. So that means that another issue with microphones sometimes is not the microphone itself, it's just the connection, which I think somebody else had also brought up. But anyhow, yeah, talking about the microphones and all, another thing in being able to hear yourself, again, Kevin has been recording the TipsNet and putting it out there for people to go back. The file names have the main subject, like I'm sure tonight the file name will have the word microphone in it, and it's at the am1700.org/tipsnet, and you can go back and listen to a previous session and see how you sound to what other people are hearing from you, you know, myself included. So I think that that's a very good thing. Let me reset. I did have two other quick things I wanted to mention. One of them isn't really amateur radio related, but I am so stoked by it, I've got to say something. I saw a quick video from Bill Nye, the science guy. The Planetary Society declared mission success on their solar sail, something that's been written about in science fiction for decades now. And anyhow, that organization had crowdfunded a spaceship, unmanned, that went up, more like a satellite, went up into the, was launched into an orbit, unfurled a solar sail that used photons from the sun to get energy to boost it into a higher orbit. So therefore, it now has an unlimited source of power in that it's getting its fuel directly from the sun. Something they've theorized, and they finally proved it, which I think is fantastic. When we were set. Okay, my apologies for going off topic. Also, I wanted to mention that back on July 4th, when California had their earthquake, the local Aries group out there had gotten together and gotten back activated, gotten on the air both days. They didn't get as many operators, I think, as they normally do, because some operators were dealing with issues with their own homes, more immediate issues. But at one point, they had a total of 57 operators in vault. They had a trailer that was had four-hour shifts of people doing observations, including husband-wife teams, and basically they were collecting observations from all over the region to be able to report back to the EOC so that they could have first-hand, first-eye reports on, you know, what was actually going on, what was being affected. So I thought that was an excellent example of Aries helping out in a major event. And with that, back to NK1V, this is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, Tim, yeah, those are both interesting topics. Yeah, Bill Nye is a very interesting person. That's, I never even thought about that, and I knew so little about it that I wrote sale, S-A-L-E, when I was taking down my notes until you explained. Yeah, it's always good to hear a good word about anything with amateur radio helping and stuff. You know, there's those who think that we don't really do that much, but there's always a need, because there's a lot of things that, especially in an organized group like with Aries and stuff like that, that can get done. NK1B here for Tri-City TipsNet. We have a couple more to go down the list here, then I'll do one last call-up. So, Josh, K0JEB, any comments on what's on the table or anything new?
NK1B, K0JEB, no comments. I think good conversation this evening, and that's about all I have. It's K0JEB, back to net.
Josh, KC1, KLW, Jerry, do you have any further comments on Bill Nye or Aries or towers or microphones or anything new?
NK1V, KC1, KLW. No, I just lowered the power on my radio to see, going to what Tim said about his power level. I was wondering, how's my audio now that I did that procedure? Back to net, KC1, KLW.
You're full quieting at the repeater still. You still seem a little like the gain, and just, I don't know, I'm not that good at deciphering that stuff. It seems a little heavy still, like it's almost slightly distorted, I think is what I'm trying to say. But it is 100% legible, and you're coming in great. You know, the power's not an issue, but I don't really know. It's more like a gain issue, I would say.
Okay, I'll adjust that momentarily and wait for the next go-round. KC1 KLW.
K1V here, and K1 DCT. Dave, do you have any comments on any current discussions or anything new?
No, nothing new. I think we've talked the microphone thing out, and tower thing. The solar sails, the basically a sailing ship in the sky. It's, yes, that is, well, it was science fiction, now science fact, as many things have become. So next thing you know, there'll be, sand ships on Mars. And that's from the Martian Chronicles, Ray Bradbury, one of my most favorite books. So outside of that, that's it. K1DCT, back to net.
Thanks, Dave. This is NK1V, Net Control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, TipsNet. Are there any further check-ins? This will be the last call on the discussion part. For any further check-ins, please call now.
This is Whiskey 1, Juliet, Scarpa, no questions. John and Grant.
PDG has a quick additional before you move on with the net. After John.
Kevin is acknowledged, KA6PDG, and W1JOP. Do you have any comments or anything? Would you like to say anything about any discussion?
I really don't have anything to add. I'm just checking in. Just got in from work a little bit ago. I heard most of the conversation, so I don't really have much to add to the microphone thing. So I'll just pass it back to Ned. This is W1GOP.
Thank you, John. KA6PDG, Kevin, for the comment.
I'm just going to wax borderline absurd, so I'll make it quick. But it occurs to me how we dream of someday living lives that are free of worrying about energy and having to pay for energy. And I think you used the phrase endless supply of energy, that kind of thing, which for all intents and purposes would come from the sun. Find myself wondering if someday we're going to live in space and Earth will just be a place to vacation. Or alternatively, we'll destroy our atmosphere and we'll have limitless energy on Earth. We just won't have anything to breathe. And the final part of that is Radio Cat Phoebe came up and wanted to be pet while the net was going on. And I thought, there seems to be no limit to the amount of sunlight and heat that a cat will enjoy. So if there could be some way of getting the cat to absorb all that solar energy and then act like a battery and put it out to the household the rest of the day, the rest of the night. So if somebody would work on that and get back to me with a full report. I'm done. KA6PDG.
NK1V here. Yes, Kevin, you're actually right. Cats are like a heat barometer, and if the cat is over there, it's probably a warm spot, and if I'm cold, maybe that's where I should go. This is November Kilo 1 Victor. Does anybody else have any further comments on anything that's we've discussed? Please call now, or then we'll move on to the second section of the net. This is November Kilo 1 Victor, net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club. Tips net, in the second part we open the floor for any announcements or items of interest. Anybody has any announcements or items of interest, please call now.
KC1TWR with an announcement.
TWR, Tim, go ahead with your announcement.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Actually, a couple of quick ones. Number one, this Thursday night is the monthly SCRAMS meeting at the Waterford Police Station at 7 p.m. for anybody that would like to attend. As far as I know, it's still on for Saturday for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club. They're going to be going out and activating an island, not for the Islands on the Air, which is the UK outfit, because this one does not quite qualify, but for the U.S. Islands on the Air. And they will be going out there, I presume, operating from at least 10 until 2, maybe a little bit later, maybe a little bit earlier. And so if you want to hop on the air, you may be able to make contact with them and help them activate that island. And also, well, I guess that's about it. NK1V, KC1TWR.
Something about Tim's comment and KC1KLW. We're going to get back to you real quick. Tim, the Thursday night SCRAMS meeting and then the Tri-City Islands, U.S. Islands on the air thing, 10 to 2, but do you know two things? One, what is the what call sign will they be using? And two, do you know what kind of bands and modes they plan on using?
Okay, my understanding is they'll be using FT8. They will be using on 20 and 40 meter, I believe. And they will be using, I believe, the W1QB club call sign. But I'm not 100% positive about most of that. So we'll try and get the word out via email. Or better yet, I'll ask them if they can post something on the Tri-City website. NK1V, KC1TWR.
KC1KLW, Jerry, do you want to do a quick transmission, see what you sound like?
NK1V, KC1KLW, I have adjusted the gain on my microphone now, and I wonder if it has improved any. Back to net control, KC1KLW.
From where I am, it's you're a little tiny bit weaker, but you are nice and clear. There's no the usual little, you know, white noise in the background, but all the distortion is gone. It's 100% legible. So you're definitely in the right direction. Maybe now a little tweak up on the power. Not sure, but it sounds a lot better. I mean, it's more enjoyable for myself to have a discussion. I'd rather have to try to listen a little bit instead of getting thrown out of my chair. Sounds good. Does anybody else have any comments on Tim's announcements, or actually, we have a quick comment for Jerry.
Okay, 6PDG. I liked his audio better the first way, the way it was, but could be personal opinion too.
K0JB, I think Jerry's audio is more clear now than it was. And comment for net control, you could probably use turning down your audio a little bit on your rig. You're booming in here over everyone else. It's K0JB.
Monitor that. Thanks, Josh. I'm using a new mic tonight, which may or may not be a mistake, and I was wondering what I sound like. But yes, I rest my case on the listening to Kevin's recordings, for example, because everybody's opinion is a little bit different. Everybody agrees that Jerry sounds good, but everybody has a different opinion on which way is it. But the best way is to get on and take a listen, because but you are definitely 100% legible, and that's good. And I think everybody appreciates people like Kevin helping in that way, because it's an invaluable resource. This is NK1V for the Tri-City TipsNet. If nobody else has any comments, I'll move on to the third section. In the third section, we will open the floor for anybody that has any amateur radio-related items that they are looking for or wish to swap or sell. Please call now. This is NK1V. Are there any other further comments or anything else for the net? I will move forward with closing it down. We should ask for check-ins, but I don't believe there are any more. Are there any further check-ins? Okay. Thanks to all who participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, and thanks to all who stood by as we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meetings on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office at 1031 Route 32, Montville, Connecticut. The meetings start at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricity.arc.com. We thank John, W1AN, for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is November, Kilo 1 Victor. Good evening, 7-3.